right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the new and improved Aurora Torso from Tantaly. I normally don't do unboxings, but I actually do want to highlight the improved packaging with the Aurora Torso. So it comes in a cardboard box, as you'd expect. Nothing special there. Then it comes in a Tantaly branded box. But again, it's in a non, you know, obvious, discreet cardboard box. So then you open up the box, and there's a styrofoam insert. It comes with a cat. Okay, first of all, it comes with has an instruction manual, maintenance guide, whatever, which comes with a drying rod. So you get a free drying rod, which will come in handy later. And then over here, you get a catalog. It's actually pretty thick. It's a pretty thick catalog of all the Tantaly products. And then you get like a bag, like a kind of a satin bag, which again, none of this came with the original Aurora Torso. But more importantly, the original Aurora Torso just had kind of generic foam lining. This one has a bespoke like styrofoam liner that's made for the doll itself. And I'll show what I'm talking about. I'll just take the liner off. All right. Now I did remove it from the bag, but this normally comes in a bag. And you can see the styrofoam liner. All right, sorry, it took a second to focus. So you can see it has a bespoke styrofoam liner. So it actually works a lot better in terms of shipping. And you can see the top. So here's the top of the liner. And you can see there's like little divots for all the different curves and everything. So you definitely want to hang on to this. And you can, you know, store it in whatever you want. So, all right, this is the new and improved Aurora Torso. And we'll do a side-by-side comparison. But, yeah. So, before we did that, though, I just wanted to show you the packaging. Definitely hang on to this box. Hang on to those liners because it'll make storage much easier. Okay. So, actually, before we move on to that, I just want to show you this. This is an ottoman, which I bought for storing my Aurora Torso. So, I'll show you that. I'll show you the old one, too. So, I keep it in this. I didn't keep the box, but I did keep the foam lining of the box, and I'll show you what that looks like. So I'm going to open up the ottoman. You can see here's some of the foam lining that I took from the box, and there's my Aurora Torso. Again, this is my old one, so it's like a year old. I put some miles on it, but you can see I saved the foam from the box, put it in the ottoman, and I've been storing my Aurora Torso ever since. This particular ottoman doesn't have a lock or a latch, so anyone can open it. So if you have roommates or something, you probably want to get one with a latch, but I don't really care. I just wanted somewhere to kind of put it out of the way. But anyway, there you go. So let's do a side by side and let's compare my old Aurora Torso. And I don't want to say old, I mean, it's like a year old, but you know, it's been used. It's very, very, very used. And I'll compare it to the new and improved Aurora Torso. Okay. All right, so this is the old Aurora Torso on the left, and we have the new and improved Aurora Torso on the right. As you can see, their measurements are basically identical. Astute observers of you might know the breasts look different. The breasts on the left are more perky, and the breasts on the right have a little bit of a sag to them. We'll get back to that. The breasts have been redone. The size of the breasts haven't changed, but the feel of the breasts have changed. The new and improved Aurora Torso has more lifelike jiggly titties, so it has a more natural sag when it's sitting up, whereas the original Aurora Torso, they were firm. They were kind of, you know, like they felt like silicone titties, like if you ever squeeze a girl with fake tits, that's what it felt like. Still great. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying the only thing that looks different if you look at these two torsos side by side is that the breasts on the right have a little bit of a sag to them. What's important to note about the Aurora Torso, it's within 1 inch of the same measurements as my waifu Celestina, who is, let me just tilt up, there she is. So there's Celestina. She is a full, like, no shit sex doll. She costs about $2,000. She's 165 centimeters. And so she's, you know, obviously extremely attractive, beautiful, you know, she's got it all. However, she's $2,000.
And, you know, because I use her for modeling and everything on Instagram, the issue is that sometimes I don't want to mess up her makeup or her clothing or whatever. So sex can be a little bit problematic because I have to go through so much work. So the Aurora torso is great because, unlike Celestina, like her full body, I don't have to worry about messing up her makeup or her clothes or anything. I can just, you know, just throw down. And if you're like, well, wait a minute, but the Aurora torso doesn't have a head. Well, I have an extra Celestina head. So if I just tilt up, and there she is. And there's my clocks with all my different time zones. But yeah, there's Celestina. So I have an extra Celestina head that goes with the Aurora torso. And then I got like full Celestina, who has her body, you know, obviously it's attached. So between the Celestina head I have up there, which, you know, I just set it down on a pillow with the Aurora torso, and it's great. And again, the main advantage is I don't have to worry about messing up her clothes or her makeup or anything. So having an extra, like, if you use your doll for photography or modeling or anything, having an extra doll or a torso just to be rough with is actually a pretty good idea. And the thing is the highest compliment I can give to a toy is that I still use it after the review is over. Like, most toys I get rid of after the review and I never see them again. Like, there's a small, like, subset of toys that I keep around and I use just for pleasure. And the Aurora torso is probably my most used toy outside of Celestina, because it's within 1 inch of her and I can use it rather than her without messing up her clothes or makeup or anything. And I have the extra head anyway. So anyway, let's compare them one at a time. We'll go over their features and I'll go over the improvements that Tantalee has made with the Aurora torso between the old model and the new model. All right, so here we are with the original Aurora torso. Now, again, I've had this one for about a year, so just be aware. Obviously, it looks real, it feels real, but this is the big thing, the breasts. So, like, I squeeze them, they feel, they're obviously not, like, hard. They're squishy, but they're firm. They're firm. They still feel nice, but they're firm. And I'll do a jiggle test to show you. So, they do jiggle. But obviously, again, the breasts are firm. So they jiggle the way that fake titties jiggle. So if you've ever seen someone who got a boob job, her titties are going to jiggle like this because they have little silicone bags in them. That's what these feel like. These feel like doctored titties. Nothing wrong with doctored titties. Doctored titties are better than no titties. But, you know, it is what it is. So the other thing is the color. Again, this doll's about a year old. The nipple color's coming off. The labia color has completely come off. I'm not really a big fan of labia color, so it never really bothered me. I never bothered touching it up, but just be aware. The legs, and this is going to happen with all dolls, the more you move their joints around, the looser they'll get. So just to show you, I can easily open these legs up, close them, lift up the legs, open them, like, very effortlessly I can move and manipulate these legs. And I'll show you in the new one, the legs are much stiffer. Two main things, you may notice there's staining. So like right here on the leg, there's significant staining from something, probably just like, I don't know, clothing or fabric or something. Dolls do get dirty. And because, like I said, the Aurora torso is my, you know, if this is a doll that I use that I don't really think too much about. Like, when I just want to throw down, I don't want to worry about, you know, messing up Celestina or something, I'll use Aurora, and it's fine. If it gets a little dirty, it's fine. Who cares? The other thing is, I use this for testing out fabrics. And if you remember, I tested out a garment several months ago that was black, and it stained her awful. She's still stained, by the way. Let me show you. So you can see her poor butt cheeks are basically stained black. And it's been that way since I tested that fabric. You can also see, you know, sticky stuff kind of stuck to her skin. The way to prevent this with a doll is to make sure when you oil, you also powder. So using baby powder or cornstarch. I recommend baby powder because cornstarch is edible and it can mold. But anyway, my point is like,
because I only use Aurora for like functional use, I'm not worried about pictures or modeling or anything. Like the fact that the back of her legs got some dust on it and her butt cheeks are stained black like she's a chimney sweep, and her back as well, doesn't really bother me, because as long as it works, as long as it feels right, that's all I care about. So, and as you can tell, she looks much better from the front, because this is the part that I interact with. So if I want to fuck, I just lift her legs up, spread them out. Yeah. And, you know, that's how that goes. And you thrust into it, and it has realistic kind of jiggle. She's got a nice round butt, so she jiggles and reacts realistically. Her titties feel good. The skin feels good. Everything feels good. So, again, probably my most used toy behind Celestina. Like, because this is essentially my backup Celestina. This is my I want to get rough Celestina, because I don't want to break my actual waifu. So this is like my backup Celestina. Okay, so here we are with a new and improved Aurora torso. Obviously, the skin is completely clean because she's brand new. I've only used her a couple times for science. I'll obviously be using her a lot more in the future. But the main thing is the skin feels softer. It's hard to communicate this on camera, but let me see if I can. Even apart from the breasts, the skin just feels a bit softer. It might be a new blend of TPE. So speaking of Celestina, Celestina is about 5 years old. I got her in 2017. The old Aurora torso felt similar to Celestina in terms of like the softness of her and firmness of her skin. Now they have come up with new blends of TPE. Like they have one that's called Ultra Soft or Platinum, and I'm not really 100% sure what all those mean, but I know they feel different, and the Platinum TPE is supposed to feel softer. I think this might be Platinum, or might be just pseudo-Platinum. It feels softer. So, again, it might be hard to judge, but it definitely feels softer. Now, the titties. We gotta talk about this. So, you saw me squeezing the Aurora Torso's titties a second ago. Now let's check out the new and improved Aurora torso. So these breasts are completely lifelike. Now I did experience these before with the Monroe torso, but the Monroe torso is a little bit on the smaller side, so I'm really glad that they gave these Monroe realistic titties on Aurora, because they are fantastic. Like, let me show you the jiggle. Are you ready for the jiggle? Like, I don't know how, I'm not 100% sure how this is coming across on camera, but these breasts feel amazing. They feel completely real. The old Aurora torso was a little bit on the firm side. These feel totally real. They actually feel better than Celestina's titties. And again, Celestina is a $2,000 sex doll. So the breasts on this torso feel better than Celestina. Now, Celestina's 5 years old, and maybe if I upgraded her body, the breasts would feel great. But right now, these are great. They're great. Love it. Love it. So, yeah, the breasts are amazing. Absolutely wonderful. Completely realistic. Like, the jiggle's wonderful. You got, like, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. I couldn't even do this with the old Aurora torso. I couldn't do this. I can do this now. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Look at, I can clap. I can make them clap. Make them titties clap. Look at, I'm just having too much fun. It's amazing. The breasts alone make the upgrade worth it. But the fact that the whole skin feels better. It all feels a little bit softer, a little bit more realistic. Complaint number one, the joints are way too stiff. So you saw how easily I could like lift the legs and open them up. Watch this. Like that I had to strain to move that leg. And I'm not weak. Like I had to grunt. Did you hear that grunt? I had to grunt to open up those legs. All right, complaint number two. What is going on? Why does the labia look like she... I don't even know. Like, is that supposed to be like a period? I don't know. I don't know. I'm very confused. So, that concludes my complaints. Other than the stiff joints and the weird bloody period coloration around the labia, it's great. All right, so I flipped her over. You can obviously see she's clean. She doesn't have any black stains. Also, let's do a spank test. I forgot to do a spank test with the other Aurora torso. I'll do a side-by-side. I'll take some B-roll. We'll do a side-by-side spank test. We can have the jiggle test and the spank test side-by-side. So let's just do a spank test. And, you know, you got... And look, because the breasts are so soft and the skin's so soft, like, the whole body just seems to have more animation to it. Like, here's the thing. I was worried maybe the soft TP material will make the ass feel too soft. I've seen that with the platinum TPE, where the whole doll feels like breast tissue. So the breasts feel real, but the whole doll feels like it's made of breast tissue, which isn't realistic. This one is perfect. Like, the ass feels real. It just feels like it's not too firm. It's not too soft. It's perfect. The skin feels real. Everything feels real. There's even a texture. Like, this has like a skin texture to it. Like, it just, they really did it, went above and beyond. Like, it's really amazing. It feels so real. All right, so let's talk price. The Aurora 1.0 torso is normally $630, but it's on sale for about $100 off. So $535.49. So that's the Aurora 1 torso. The Aurora 2.0 torso is $670. So we have $630, $670 for the two different torsos. Now again, the 1.0 torso is on sale. They're probably just trying to clear out the inventory. So I do have a 10% off coupon code. So if you want to get the Aurora 1.0 torso, I am not knocking the Aurora 1.0. Again, it's like my most used sex toy. And you can be rough with it. It's great. Great. Many good times were had with the Aurora 1.0. And it's $100 off right now. And then you can save an additional 10% off with my coupon code, which will work for this. But do I recommend the Aurora 2.0? Yes, absolutely. They really went above and beyond. The skin feels real. The titties feel absolutely amazing. Everything is great. Again, the only two things I had a problem with, the stiffness of the joints was a little bit of an issue. And the whatever was going on with the labia color, they went a little overboard coloring up that labia, making it look like she's on her period or something. Like, but you know what? That color is going to come right off. I'm going to get some odorless mineral spirits, which if you don't know, odorless mineral spirits are the only paint thinner that you can use safely with a doll. Do not use any kind of random paint thinner, especially not Xylene. You will melt your doll like the Wicked Witch of the West. But if you use odorless mineral spirits, you can basically clean paint and whatever off your doll, no problem, and it won't damage the doll. It will dry it out, so you want to put some, you know, petroleum jelly or something on it. But the Aurora 2.0 torso is great. Absolutely fantastic. I was very impressed. Also, now, well, I'll just show you, the vagina textures are different. So let's look at the Aurora 1.0. So I'm just going to scroll down where it shows. So this is the Aurora 1.0's vagina texture. It also has the anal texture underneath it, right? So let's scroll down to the Aurora 2.0, right? So here, like, the vagina texture is different. So see the difference? The vagina texture for the Aurora 1, I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm sure they're both realistic, but the Aurora 2 is a lot more, I don't know, exaggerated is the right word, intense. I felt a difference. I definitely felt a difference. So, you know, from firsthand experience, there you can feel the difference between the Aurora 1.0 torso, which I'm guessing is more realistic. It's designed like around an actual woman's anatomy, whereas the Aurora 2 is more like, let's just take it all the way. But you do feel a difference. It's a little bit more intense. I enjoyed it. I have no complaints other than the stiffness of the joints and the coloration on the labia, which I thought was a little bit of extreme, but the color, that's not a problem. That'll come right off. And I'm sure that the joints will loosen over time. And maybe, you know, having the tight joints means you can stand the doll up if you want, but it doesn't have, like, standing bolts, so you don't want to do that. I don't know. The joints were a little tight, tantally. So if you want to loosen those up, make them a little bit easier to move, that would be great. But really no complaints. And the two complaints I did have, the joints will loosen over time, and the coloration of the labia will fade over time. So there's no problem. The skin is amazing. The breasts are amazing. It's worth the upgrade. Now, again, right now the Aurora Torso is like $100 off. So right now you're getting a screaming deal if you want to get the Aurora 1.0. Normally the Aurora 1.0 is $630. So it's normally $630, and the Aurora Torso, the Aurora 2.0 is $670. It's worth the upgrade. So if it's not on sale, I would just go ahead and pay and get the 2.0. However, right now, with $100 off, it might be worth it. And you'll still get your money's worth, I promise you. It's a great torso. And the thing is, it's life-size. Some of the other torsos that they sell on Tantalee are not life-size. So the problem with that is, you know, depending on how big you are and how big your waifu is and your suspension of disbelief and, you know, whatever. Like, I understand you can put a smaller torso on an anime body pillow, but sometimes you want to actually feel a one-for-one. You don't want to, like, have a shrunk-down body pillow waifu. You want a full-size, life-size doll that when you lay on her, you can feel her titties pressing against you, and her legs are, like, where they should be, and everything matches. So, this is the best life-size torso ever. I can't even imagine. Now, obviously, it doesn't come with a head. If you go to like the dollhouse, you can get a torso with a head attached. But those dolls, like the dolls of the dollhouse that have the heads, are like $1,000. So right now, again, with the Aurora 1.0, you're saving half. So instead of $1,000 for a torso, you're paying $535 for a torso. And you can put the torso down with a pillow. And you know what? Let me take a picture of what I'm talking about. I'll put the Aurora torso down, and I'll put my extra Celestina head with the Aurora torso with the pillow, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So you can get a head at the dollhouse, and then you can use a pillow to kind of prop it up while you're using it with the Aurora torso, and it's fine. It's absolutely fine. So honestly, this is great. This is my strongest recommend ever. Again, the biggest compliment I can ever give to a sex toy is, do I use this toy for fun? Like, I'm not getting paid to review it. You know, the review's over. Am I continuing to use this toy? And the answer is yes. Aurora is my most used toy. I would not get a Tantalee torso as my primary waifu. So if you want a waifu, she's got to have a head. You got to have something you can kiss and look at, right? But if you have a waifu, but you're worried about breaking her or messing her up, or you just want like a backup doll, that's what the Aurora torso is for, or whatever torso you settle on at Tantalee. So check it out. Use the coupon code, save 10%. Thank you very much, Tantalee. I've really enjoyed working with you over the years. I've enjoyed your products. The Aurora torso is fantastic. The Aurora 2.0, you've outdid yourself. Fantastic. Can't recommend it enough. Check it out. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.